ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरेत्। नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। The first we'll read from Srimad Bhagavatam and then we'll discuss the pastimes of Rath Yatra. So reading from Canto 10, Chapter 21, text number 9. So I welcome everyone for today's Bhagavatam class. Okay. Gopya kimacharadayam kushalam smavenu. दामोदराधर सुधाम अपि गोपिकानां भुंते स्वयं यद् अवशिष्ट रसं रदिन्यो ऋष्यत्वचोष्ट्रु मुमुचुस् तर्वो यथाद्यः गोप्यः किमाचरदयं कुशलं स्म वेणुर् दामोदराधर सुधाम अपि गोपिकानां भुङ्क्ते स्वयं यद् अवशिष्टरसं रदिन्यो ऋष्यत् त्वचोश्रु मुमुचुस् तर्वो यथार्यः। गोप्यः किमाचरद् अयं कुशलं स्म वेणुर् दामोदराधर सुधाम अपि गोपिकानां भुङ्क्ते स्वयं यद् अवशिष्टरसं रदिन्यो ऋष्यत्वचोश्रु मुमुचुस्तर्वो यथार्यः। गोप्य किमाचरदयं कुशलं स्म वेणु माताजीस गोप्य किमाचरदयं कुशलं स्म वेणु दामोदरधर सुधामपि गोपिकानां भुङ्क्ते स्वयं यदवशिष्टरसं रदिन्यो ऋष्यत्वचोश्रु मुमुचुस् तर्वो यथार्यः। गोप्यः, ओ गोपीज, किम, व्हाट, आचरत, परफॉर्म्ड, अयम, दिस, कुशलम, ऑस्पिशियस एक्टिविटीज, स्म, सर्टेनली, वेणुः, द फ्लूट, दामोदर, of Krishna, adhara sudham, nectar of the lips, api, even, gopika naam, which is owed to the gopis, bhungte, enjoys, swayam, independently, yat, from which, avashishta, remaining, rasam, the taste only, Radinyaha, the rivers, Rishyat, feeling jubilant. Tvachaha, whose bodies? Ashru, tears. Mumuchuhu, shed. Taravaha, the trees. Yatha, exactly like. Aryaha, old forefathers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear gopis, what auspicious activities must the flute have performed to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave only a taste for us gopis for whom that nectar is actually meant? The forefathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, shed tears of pleasure. His mother, the river on whose bank the bamboo was born, feels jubilation, and therefore her blooming lotus flowers are standing like hair on her body. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 16.140. In the guise of releasing flowing sap, the bamboo trees are actually crying tears of ecstasy upon seeing their child become an exalted devotee flute of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Sanatana Goswami gives an alternate explanation. The trees are crying because they are unhappy at not being able to play with Krishna themselves. One may object that the trees in Vrindavan should not lament for that which is impossible for them to obtain, just as a beggar certainly doesn't lament because he is forbidden to meet the king. But the trees are actually just like intelligent persons who suffer when they cannot obtain the goal of life. Thus the trees are crying because they cannot get nectar of Krishna's lips. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshunritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patikamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Mitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Brishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So discussing this very beautiful chapter from Srimad Bhagavatam, Venu Geet, the gopis glorify Krishna's flute. And in today's verse, the gopis, they are saying, oh, what auspicious activities this flute must have performed, you know. Because who is enjoying Krishna's nectar of his lips? Who is next to Krishna's lips all the time? Flute. Krishna is always holding his flute. Venudhari, Murli Vadan. So many names of Krishna associated with flutes. Any names? Any other names? Vanshidhari, Vanshivadan, Murli Vadan. Then Venugopal, Venu Madhav, right? So many names of Krishna associated with flute, because flute is Krishna's favorite. And so the gopis are saying that what austerities this flute has performed, that it is getting the privilege to be always in contact with Krishna's lips. And they are saying that Krishna's lips are actually our property. The gopis are thinking that we should only get the touch of Krishna's lips. But how this bamboo, he is so fortunate. So then they are saying, oh, the forefathers of this flute. Now flute is generally made of bamboo, right? So bamboo is born out of bamboo trees. So the gopis are saying that the bamboo trees, they are very happy. Why? Because their descendant is enjoying Krishna's lips, is getting in touch with Krishna, getting Krishna's close association. So they are very happy. Therefore they are shedding tears. You know, bamboo trees, sometimes sap comes out of it. So the gopis are praying that the bamboo trees, actually they are crying in joy. Why? Because their descendant is getting an opportunity to associate so closely with Krishna. In the spiritual world, everything is a person. So Krishna's flute, Krishna's garments, his dress, everything is a person. So Krishna's flute is a person, and so he's very fortunate getting in such a close association with Krishna, so much mercy from Krishna. So the bamboo trees, they are very happy and they are shedding tears. And who is the mother of bamboo? It's at the rivers, because the river, they give water, right? So rivers are also overflowing in ecstasy. And therefore, the river, a lot of flowers, lotus flowers are blooming on the body of the river. Just like when we become happy, the hairs stand on the body. So, such a nice poetic description that the river or Yamuna is like mother of the flute, and because the mother is also very happy that the flute is engaged in Krishna's service, so beautiful lotus flowers are blossoming in the river. Right? So this is a very beautiful verse from Venugit, glorifying Krishna's flute actually. That how flute is so, you know, close to Krishna. Vanshi Priya Sakhi. Krishna always keeps the flute with him. Even while sleeping, it is said, Krishna keeps the flute with him. Immediately when he wakes up, he takes the flute. Just like mobile, I was thinking, you know. These days mobile is all the time with us, 24 hours. While sleeping, while waking up, while going to bathroom. So similarly, flute is always there with Krishna. All the time. That's Krishna's mobile. He never leaves that. So anyway, so today we'll not discuss so much about flute, but we'll discuss about Rath Yatra, and is actually connected. So what is the mood of Rath Yatra? What is Rath Yatra? What is the main mood? Yeah, we are taking, so Radharani and the gopis, they are taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. That's the mood of Rath Yatra. So we are so fortunate. Generally people in this world, everybody knows that there's a big festival in Jagannath Puri, and now it's going on. You can see live on your TV or mobiles. Very beautiful. Actually Jagannath had just climbed on his chariot. This year it happened quite early. Normally Jagannath climbs by 9:30, 10 o'clock, but this year somehow they started very early. So Jagannath is about to climb on the chariot. So everybody knows Rath Yatra is a famous festival, and people think, okay, Jagannath just comes out to give his mercy, which is true. Jagannath comes out to give his mercy to everyone, those who cannot have darshan of Jagannath on normal days. But on Rath Yatra, anybody can come. Jagannath is so merciful. Daya Sindhur Bandhu Sakala Jagatam Sindhu Sutaya. Jagannath is always merciful. He is Patita Pavan. But on Rath Yatra, Lord Jagannath is even more merciful. It is said that even once If someone has darshan of Lord Jagannath sitting on his chariot, he doesn't take birth again in this material world. Jagannath is so merciful. And that is why Srila Prabhupada, he took Lord Jagannath all over the world. He organized Rath Yatra all over the world because he knew that in the age of Kali, the only two Patita Pavans. Who are they? Patita Pavan Lord Jagannath and Patita Pavan Lord Gaurahari. So these are the two Patita Pavan Lords, deliverer of the fallen souls. Lord Jagannath and Gauranga. And the combination is very deadly. The combination of Jagannath and Gaurahari, they are so strong that they can defeat all the influence of Kali, and anybody can be delivered if they get mercy of Lord Jagannath and Gauranga. And Srila Prabhupada took Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, all over the world to deliver fallen souls. So therefore we do Jagannath Rath Yatra. So Jagannath is so merciful, those who don't come to temple or those who are not allowed to come to temple, Jagannath himself goes out, okay, let me go out and deliver everyone. So that is, of course, that Kripa Bhav is there in, that's one of the main reasons also for Rath Yatra. But the internal reason, the esoteric reason for Jagannath Rath Yatra is that Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they are taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. This is not known to everyone. This is known only to Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and specially we are so fortunate that we have come in touch with Srila Prabhupada and we know this secret. So what is Rath Yatra? It's taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. So we all know that Krishna left Vrindavan when he was very young, maybe 11 years, some months, went to Mathura, then went to Dwarka. Physically he never came back to Vrindavan, and all the Brajvasis were in great separation. So once, after many, many years, Krishna came to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra, this is even before the Mahabharata war, okay? Because Kurukshetra has always been a holy place. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra. So in Kurukshetra, a big solar eclipse was there. And therefore, devotees all across India, they came there. So Krishna came from Dwarka with all his queens, with Vasudev, with Devaki, with all his soldiers. And then, when Brajvasis heard that Krishna is coming, said, oh, let us also go and have darshan of our beloved Krishna. So all the Brajvasis, they went from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra. How many kilometers? I think 400, 300 kilometers maybe. From here to Kurukshetra. Less. 200 kilometers, I think. See in the Google. Vrindavan to Kurukshetra. So all the Brajvasis, they went from 220. They went from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra. And then, after so many years, the Brajavasis, they met Krishna. They were so excited, imagine. So eager to have darshan of Krishna. So Krishna met Mother Yashoda. He met Nanda Baba. They were shedding tears of ecstasy. Oh Krishna, after so long we are seeing you. And then finally, Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they met Krishna. So when the gopis and Srimati Radharani, when they met Krishna, they felt happy, but also they felt sad. Why? They said, oh Krishna, we don't like to see this form of yours as a king, Dwarikadhish, sitting on a big chariot, having so many soldiers, wearing gold, you know, big golden helmet, so many jewelry. We don't like this form of yours. We want to see your form like in this chapter we read. Barha Pida Natarvapu Kannayo Karnikaram Bibhradvasha Kanaka Kapisham Vejantim Chamalam Randhran Venuradhra Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vrinde Vrindaranyam Swapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. Oh Krishna, we want to see your form with wearing peacock feather, with flute in your hands, with yellow garments, with flowers, you know, with garlands made of flowers. We want to see this form of yours, O Krishna. And Radharani, she speaks a very confidential verse with Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So he spoke this verse that I am happy, but I am not that happy. I want you to go back onto the bank of Yamuna. I want you to come back to Vrindavan. Then only my heart will be satisfied. So this is the mood of Rathyatra. Actually, later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will pray like that in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Anera hridaya mana, mora mana Vrindavana, mane vane eka kari jani. Tahato mar padadraya vaya, karaho yadi udaya, tabe tomar punna kripa mani. O Krishna, my mind can never be separated from Vrindavan. So if you want to give me happiness, you must come back to Vrindavan. So I want you to come to Vrindavan. So in this way, Srimati Radharani actually prays to Krishna. It's there in Srimad Bhagavatam also. The gopis, they are praying to Krishna. And this is the mood of Rathyatra. That the devotees of Vrindavan, especially Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they want to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this is the real mood behind Rathyatra. So now let us read from Chaitanya Charitamrita how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he celebrated Rathyatra. Because he is Krishna himself. He is teaching us how we should also perform Rathyatra. In the mood of a devotee, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So let us read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 13. The ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Rathyatra. So I'll, for the next half an hour, let us read as much as we can from this beautiful chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Shirathagre Nanartaya Yenasi Jagatam Chitram Jagannatho Pivismitaha. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Shri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. So the way Mahaprabhu danced in Rathyatra, not only was the universe astonished, but Lord Jagannath himself was astonished. Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shrota Gana Shuna Kari Eka Mana Rathayatraya Nitya Prabhura Parama Mohana. Sing, everyone please hear. Everyone please hear. Who is saying? Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, everyone please hear with attention how Mahaprabhu danced and how he celebrated Rathyatra. So what happened? Early in the morning on the day of Rathyatra, Mahaprabhu took his bath. And then he went to the Jagannath temple. So what's the first ceremony that takes place? Okay. Who knows? So on the Rathyatra day, what's the first ceremony? It's called Pandu Vijay or Pandi, where Lord Jagannath is taken to the chariot. How many of you have actually been to Jagannath Puri and seen Rathyatra festival? Okay, very few. Okay. So, at least once in the lifetime, we should go to Jagannath Puri and see the Rathyatra festival. So wonderful, amazing the way Lord Jagannath is taken to his chariot. It's called Pandu Vijay or Pahandi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath early in the morning and with his devotees he went to the Jagannath temple. Pandu Vijay dekhibare karila gamana Jagannath yatra koila chadi simhasana apani pratap rudra laya patra gana Mahaprabhu ra gana karaya vijaya darshana Advaita nitayadi sange bhakta gana Sukhe Mahaprabhu dekhe Ishvara gamana. So Maharaj Pratap Rudra, we all know that he was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he made all the arrangements so that Mahaprabhu can have nice VIP darshan, you know, because a lot of crowd in Jagannath Puri. So because, but the king made nice arrangement. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita, so all the devotees, they sat in a nice place. And they had beautiful darshan of this Pandu Vijay. So what happens? Lord Jagannath is carried by his strong servants. Balishtha Daita Gana Yena Matta Hati Jagannath Vijay Karaya Kori Hata Hati. They are very strongly built Daitas, carriers of Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the Daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord and some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the Daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. So Jagannath is not small, right? Big, big deity. One person cannot carry. So you will see in Jagannath Puri, there will be like 20, 30 Daitas, you know, strongly built, powerful servants of Lord Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada said, Daita means one who has received special mercy, who is very dear to the Lord. He is called Daita. So these Daitas are special servants of the Lord. Actually, they are descendants of Sabara dynasty. If you know the history of Lord Jagannath, so he was first worshipped by the Sabaras. They are very low caste people, but still Jagannath is so merciful. So only these Daitas, they serve the Lord during this 1 month time. When Lord Jagannath becomes sick, then bringing him to the Rath Yatra, taking him to Gundicha, bringing him back. All this confidential service is being done by the Daitas. Very strong, huh? Because they have to carry Jagannath. And they carry Jagannath. Jagannath is tied by rope. And then there are so many people, some are catching the lotus feet, some are catching the shoulders, some are catching the rope. And you know, Jagannath comes, you know, and he wears such a big helmet. Have you seen that? Big helmet made of flowers. Because this is not Dwarka. This is Jagannath is coming to Vrindavan. So he's in that mood. He's wearing flowers, you know, decorated with flowers. And the Pandas, you know, with great difficulty, with great joy actually, they bring Jagannath. So once, I heard this from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He was telling his lecture once, that he once asked the Pandas, that why do you shake Jagannath so much? You know, when you bring Jagannath, why do you shake him? And the Daita, what answer he gave, you know? He said, we are not shaking Jagannath. Jagannath is so much in ecstasy. He's so much intoxicated that he himself is shaking. And we are just controlling Jagannath. You know, when a person is drunk, what happens? Can he walk straight? No, he shakes. So he's saying Jagannath is so much of ecstasy that he wants to go to Vrindavan that he cannot walk straight. And we are just controlling Lord Jagannath. So this is what is the mood, you know. When Jagannath is so much ecstasy because he's coming back to Vrindavan. So you'll see face of Jagannath. He's so effulgent and so happy when he's coming to his chariot. And all the devotees, with so much eagerness, they have darshan of Jagannath during this time. And even Mahaprabhu, it is said that he was fixed his vision on Lord Jagannath. And he was shouting, Manima, Manima. Mahaprabhu, Manima, Manima, Kare Dhwani, Nana Vadya Kolahale Kishuna Suni. So one of the names of Jagannath is Manima. Manima means like king, you know. So out of affection, Mahaprabhu was saying, Manima, Manima, Jai Jagannath, everyone. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Manima, Manima. So Mahaprabhu was shouting like that, Manima, Manima, Jai Jagannath. And when Jagannath, actually this doesn't happen now, but in Chaitanya Charitam is written that in between they used to rest Jagannath for some time. And there were pillows. And Jagannath is so heavy that when Jagannath used to rest on the pillows used to crack and the cotton used to spread everywhere. That we don't see now, but it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then, so this is the first major thing that happens today morning, is called Pahandi or Pandu Vijay. What's the second program? After this, the king of Orissa, even now, the king of Utkal, he comes and he brooms the rath, the chariot and the road in front of the chariot. And that time, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, who was the king of Utkal? Maharaj Pratap Rudra. So he came personally, and although he was a royal king, but he did this menial service for Lord Jagannath. Mahaprabhu sukha paila se seva dekhite, Mahaprabhur kripa hoilo se seva hoite. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. So, if you know the background, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he wanted to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya, but Mahaprabhu didn't agree. He said, no, he's a king. I will not meet him. But during this pastime, Mahaprabhu was very happy because he saw how the king, he was doing menial service for the Lord. And Rathera Sajani Dekhi Loke Chamatkara Navahema Maya Ratha Sumeru Akara. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations of the Rath. The car appeared to be newly made of gold and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. So, you know, there are three chariots. Anyone knows the names of the three chariots? The chariot of Lord Jagannath is called? Nobody. Nandi Ghosha. Okay? And the color of the chariot is red and yellow. And what is the height of the chariot? 44 feet. Quite high, you know. And how many wheels are there? 16 wheels. You know, like we've chanted 16 times. 16 rounds. So Lord Jagannath has, his chariot has 16 wheels. Big, big wheels, huh? Not small. So 16 big wheels, 44 feet high and made out of yellow and red cloth. Therefore, he said it was looking like Sumeru. Because what is Sumeru? You know, it's a big mountain made of gold. So Jagannath's chariot is being compared with Mount Sumeru. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that in 1973, there was a Rathyatra in London. Big Rathyatra. And that time people compared Jagannath's chariot with the Guardian newspaper, it compared ISKCON Rath Yatra's rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square. So in London, this Nelson Column is a very important monument. So they compared Jagannath's Rath to Nelson Column in London. So very beautiful chariot, you know. Please have online, you can see, have darshan of the chariots in Jagannath Puri. So yellow and red is Lord Jagannath, is called Nandi Ghosh. Lord Balaram chariot is called Taladhvaja. Taladhvaja means it has a flag which has a sign of palm, you know. Lord Balaram, he likes palm. Palm, Tala, Tala tree. He also killed Dhenukasur, right? Talavan. So Taladhvaja is the chariot of Lord Balaram, which is slightly less, like 1 foot less than Jagannath's, 43 feet. And the color, the main cloth that is used is, again, combination of red and greenish blue. Because Balaram likes blue color, right? He likes wearing blue dress. And Krishna likes yellow. So therefore his chariot color is yellow and red. And Subhadra Maharani is black and red. And the name of chariot of Subhadra is Darpadalana. And the charioteer, the sarathi of, who is the sarathi of Subhadra's chariot? Can you guess? Whose sister is Subhadra? Arjun. So Arjun becomes the charioteer of Subhadra's rath. So now also they have a statue, wooden statue of Arjuna. And in Krishna's chariot, who is the sarathi? Who is Krishna's charioteer? Daruk. So in Jagannath Puri, they'll have a wooden statue of Daruk. And Matali is the charioteer of Balaram ji. So like that. So three beautiful chariots, very, very beautiful, decorated with mirrors, with chamaras, with flowers, very beautiful, with silk cloth. Okay. So Jagannath ji, he sat on his chariot. Balaram, he sat on his chariot. Subhadra, she sat on her chariot. And the king came and cleaned everything. And the Lord, he took permission from, he didn't bring Lakshmi. He didn't bring his wife. So he took permission from his wife, Lakshmi Devi, that in 1 or 2 days I'll come back. So when Jagannath saw the main road, you know, it's called Badadanda, the road in which this Rath Yatra takes place. And of course, these days you will see on both sides of the roads so many guest houses, hotels, shops. But during those days, on both sides of this road, there were beautiful gardens, sea beach. So looking at that beautiful road, on both sides, beautiful gardens and sea beach, what Jagannath remembered? Vrindavan. So he thought that now he is going to Vrindavan. And then devotee started pulling his chariot. And when Jagannath saw both the sides, he was very happy. Because he thought it's Vrindavan. And who moves Lord Jagannath's chariot? He himself. Nobody has the power to pull Lord Jagannath. No, he himself moves. If he doesn't want, he'll stop. And if he wants, he'll move very fast. Now also, you know, many times this experience is there. Sometimes Lord Jagannath doesn't move at all, you know, no matter how hard the devotees try. And sometimes with little pulling, Lord Jagannath moves very fast. So therefore he said, the chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. Now comes the main part. Now it will happen. Lord Chaitanya will begin his Sankirtan and dancing. So what Lord did, he honored each and every Kirtaniya. The Lord gave garlands to each and every devotee. He smeared sandalwood on their forehead. And he divided all the devotees into 7 parties. Yeah. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he was good in management. He was not that. So sometimes if you know devotees, that management devotees should not do. No, he was also managing. Just like we have temple presidents and so many management structure in ISKCON. It's very important. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also himself organized. He divided devotees into 7 parties. 7 Kirtan parties. And he designated. First Kirtan party he made. Advaitacharya as the chief dancer and Swarup Damodar as the chief singer. And then he also gave 5 assistants to sing, to repeat. Just like we sing and the others who repeat. So in the first party, Swarup Damodar was the lead chanter. There were 5 assistants. Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Datta, Raghav Pandit and Sri Govindananda. And Advaitacharya was the chief dancer. Similarly, second group, Srivas Thakur was the main singer. And who was the main dancer? Nityananda Prabhu. Like that, Mahaprabhu made 7 Kirtan parties. 4 were in front of Lord Jagannath's chariot, 2 on both sides and 1 behind. Now also in ISKCON Rath Yatra, sometimes we say there are 2-3 Kirtan parties. 1 in the front, 1 in the middle, 1 at the back. So similarly, Mahaprabhu made 7 Kirtan parties, 4 in the front, 2 on both sides and 1 behind. And all the 7 parties, they started doing Kirtan. And in every Sankirtan party, there are 2 Mridangas. So how many total Mridangas? 14 Mridangas. Wow.
वैष्णवैर मेघ घटाय हैल बादल कीर्तनांदे सब वर्षे नेत्र जल. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than Sankirtan. So the whole world, three worlds, was filled with the sound of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Devotees are compared to clouds, and tears were coming out from their eyes like rains coming out from the clouds. And Mahaprabhu was chanting loudly, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And he was wandering throughout the seven kirtan parties. And then a great miracle took place. What? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously expanded himself into seven forms and was simultaneously present in each and every sankirtan party. Is it difficult for the Lord? No. Same Krishna in the Rasa Leela expanded himself into millions of forms. When he married 16,108 wives, he expanded himself into 16,108 forms. What is the big deal for him to expand into seven forms? So simultaneously, Mahaprabhu was dancing in each and every kirtan party. But they could not see this. So every kirtan party, what they are thinking? Oh, we are so fortunate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there with us. And they were doing kirtan with more enthusiasm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And in this way, nobody could understand that Mahaprabhu is doing such special Leela. Only very few fortunate devotees could actually see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simultaneously dancing in all the seven parties. And one of those fortunate devotees was Maharaj Pratap Rudra, because Mahaprabhu was very pleased with him. So in this way, tumultuous kirtan was taking place in seven kirtan parties. And now, Mahaprabhu, he wanted to dance himself. So what he did? He merged all the seven parties together. So all the devotees came together into one big kirtan party. And so everybody came together. And then, Sarup Damodar, he started singing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started dancing. So before he could begin dancing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered, he did dandavat to Lord Jagannath. Dandavat kari prabhu yudi dui hat urdhva mukhe stuti kare dekhi Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu did dandavat pranam, then he got up and folding his hands, he looked at Lord Jagannath and offered some prayers. So please offer these prayers now, and later in the daytime, when you participate in Rath Yatra, I heard today Rath Yatra is in Mathura, right? So you all, please everyone should go and you also pray to Lord Jagannath the same prayers. Which prayers? Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is a worshipable deity for all the Brahminical men, who is a well-wisher of cows and brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Govinda. Jayati Jayati Deva Devaki Nandana So Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrishnivansa Pradipaha Jayati Jayati Megha Shyamala Komalanga Jayati Jayati Prithvi Bhara Nasho Mukundaha. Another beautiful verse written by in Mukunda Mala Stotra by Yamunacharya. And then another verse from श्रीमद भागवतम जयति जननिवास देवकी जन्म वादो यदुवर परिषद स्वैर दोर्भिरस्यन अधर्मम स्थिरचर ब्रिंजनग्न सुस्मित श्री मुखेन ब्रजपुर वनितानाम वर्धयन काम देवम। एंड देन वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्ड्स, नाहम विप्रो न च नरपतिर नापि वेश्यो न शूद्रो नाहम वर्णी न च गृहपतिर न वनस्थो यतिर्वा किंतु प्रोद्यन निखिल परमानंद पूर्णामृताब्धेर गोपी भर्तुर पद कमलयोर दास दासानुदास। वेरी फेमस वर्स, मेनी टाइम्स श्रील प्रभुपाद इन हिज लेक्चर्स यू हियर दैट आई एम नॉट ए ब्राह्मण, आई एम नॉट ए क्षत्रिय, आई एम नॉट अ ब्रह्मचारी गृहस्थ, देन हु एम आई? गोपी भर्तुर पद कमलयोर दास दासानुदास। दिस इज द मूड to enter Vrindavan pastimes. Mahaprabhu is showing that we can enter the confidential pastimes of Vrindavan only if we come to this mood, when we give up all the bodily designations and we consider ourselves as servant, the servant of Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu began his dancing. What was, let's only 5 minutes we'll hear how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced. Amazing. It is said that anyone who had darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, he achieved love for Krishna. Like I said, I mean, this is a very, very deadly combination. Jagannath is there on the chariot and Mahaprabhu is dancing, you know. Imagine. Both are patit pavan. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. You know, when something moves very fast, like the fan, there are 3 blades, but it's moving so fast that we see continuity, right? Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes was rotating, you know, while dancing, we rotate sometimes. Rotating so fast, it was looking as if there was a firebrand. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. So when Mahaprabhu was jumping on the earth, what was happening? The whole earth was getting tilted. Weight of the Lord, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Mahaprabhu's body was like a golden mountain, long. When he was rolling on the ground, it appeared as though a golden mountain was rolling. And when Mahaprabhu was dancing, who could control him? Who has the power to control Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Only one person. Who is he? Nityananda Prabhu, right? So Nityananda Prabhu was controlling Mahaprabhu. He was like a guard, you know. When Mahaprabhu was falling, he was trying to hold him. When Mahaprabhu was running in there, Nityananda Prabhu tried to control him. And then, 3 circles were made around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu himself, who is Balaram. So he made the first circle to guard Lord Chaitanya so that crowd don't come inside, you know. That is the first circle. Second circle by Kasishwar and Govinda. And the third circle was formed by the king himself, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, and his assistants.
So Mahaprabhu was dancing in the center, and there were three circles, and the king was in which circle? Third circle. So when king was trying to observe Mahaprabhu's dancing, in front of him, Srivas Thakur was there, you know, and the king could not have nice darshan of Lord Jagannath. So king's secretary, Hari Chandan, he was trying to push Srivas Pandit aside, you know. Move little bit. The king wants to have darshan. And Srivas Thakur was so much engrossed in having darshan that he didn't want to be disturbed. He was absorbed. So 2-3 times the secretary of the king wanted to push Srivas Thakur. And then Srivas Thakur got annoyed, and what he did? He turned around and slapped the king's secretary. My God, king's secretary being slapped. So secretary was very angry, and he wanted to take some action. And the king said, my dear Hari Chandan, you are so fortunate that you got the touch of the hands of Mahaprabhu's dear devotee Srivas Thakur. So you are so fortunate. King Pratapda said, you are very fortunate, for you have been graced by touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him. Bhagyavana tumi hara hasta sparsha hoila amara bhagya nahi tumi kritartha hoila prabhuna nitya dekhi loke hoila chamatkar anya chuka jagannathira ananda apar. Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile, while Lord Jagannath with unblinking eyes watched the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the three chariots, they stopped. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, and they all three were watching the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ashtasattvic Vikar, you know, the 8 transformations appeared in the body of Mahaprabhu. Skin erupted with goose pimples, the hair stood on the end, and sometimes Mahaprabhu's color of the body changed. Sometimes it became pinkish, whitish. His teeth started chattering, and blood started oozing from his body. And in ecstasy, he could not even say Jagannath. What he was saying? Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga. He could not even pronounce Jagannath. And how tears were coming? Not like drops. No, it was coming like syringes, you know. Like holy time, we have these syringes. So all the people who were near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were becoming wet because of the tears coming out from Mahaprabhu's eyes, like syringes, you know, like rain. So in this way, Mahaprabhu exhibited highest symptoms of ecstasy as he was dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. Then after some time, he again offered some special prayers to Lord Jagannath in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Nobody could understand those very secret prayers. Only Sarup Damodar could understand. Because Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani, he expressed the same sentiments. Like I told in the beginning of the class, that, oh Krishna, I'm not happy to see this form of yours. Please come back to Vrindavan. I don't want to see you here with chariots, with horses, elephants. No, no, no. I want you to come back to Vrindavan, where I can enjoy with you on the bank of Yamuna, under the groves of trees. So this is the mood of Rathyatra. So there are two moods of Rathyatra. One is the external, which is like Jagannath is merciful. He's coming out to bestow his mercy on everyone. And the internal mood is that Srimati Radharani and all the devotees of Vrindavan, they are pulling Jagannath back to Vrindavan. And her heart is also like Vrindavan. So devotees want to bring Jagannath inside their hearts. So the mood of Rathyatra, and Srila Prabhupada has taken Rathyatra throughout the entire world. When he was a small child, 5-year-old, he used to celebrate Jagannath Rathyatra at his home. And later, he celebrated Rathyatra in all the major cities of the world. And even now, Rathyatra is increasing year by year. I don't know the exact number. I think ISKCON organizes probably more than 1,000 Rathyatras across the world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. जगन्नाथ रथयात्रा महामहोत्सव की, श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय। एनी क्वेश्चंस और कमेंट्स? सो टुडे इज अ वेरी वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे एंड वी शुड ऑल हैव दर्शन ऑफ जगन्नाथ ऑन द चैरियट टुडे। ओके, यस, ओके। द नेम्स ऑफ द चैरियट: नंदी घोष इज लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ, तालध्वज इज बलराम एंड दर्प दलन इज सुभद्रास। दर्प दलन, क्रशिंग प्राइड, दर्प दलन। हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू। ओके, थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच। श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुधा महारानी की जय। श्री गौर निताय कृष्ण बलराम राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय।